Hey everybody, this is Chris Rutter from What's Your F'n Binge. New show here, telling you like it is. Look, I know some of the stuff I'm getting ready to say is probably not very popular. Some of the clips I'm going to play, going to probably rub some people the wrong way. But I'm here to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you like it is. You may like it, you may not. It's not like the old show, this is a new format. Get ready to hear it. I'm going to start talking a little bit about the New World Order, how they're doing a globalist takeover, how they're really brainwashing a lot of people around the country. They're giving people this treatment. They're giving people the jab. They're pulling the wool over your eyes. There's a plan in effect with this. They're here to take away your freedom. They're here to take away our freedom. And I'm here to say it's not going to fucking happen. If you hear something on this that rubs you the wrong way, dig in. Do a search engine search, not using Google. Use DuckDuckGo. Fuck, use Bing. I don't give a shit. But look into it and get the facts for yourself. And find out, the way I have, that this is not all for the good for everybody. This is a takeover. They're here to take away your freedoms. They're here to restrict what you're going to do. They're here to cull and depopulate the planet. Stage one is already well underway. You're going to hear some clips from around the world. I'm going to talk about some of that. We're going to talk about some of the news here in southern Indiana and across the rest of the nation. But we are not going to let them take our freedom away. It's not going to be fucking easy, but we're going to have to educate a lot of people. There's a lot of people who are blindly following what CNN, MSNBC, even fucking Fox. I don't care if you're red or a blue state. I don't care if you're black or you're white. It's time to dig in, uncover the truth, and talk about what they're trying to do. You can't ignore this. They're not going to take away my freedom without a fight. I hope they're not going to take away yours. Again, this is Christopher Rutter telling you like it is.
So let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done. When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You could be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay. And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency. You've got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation. So they can look and see. So there's consensus. This is a safe vaccine. If the president announced tomorrow we have a vaccine, would you take it? Only if it was completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it. If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
But if Donald Trump tells us I should take
that. What you just heard right there is exactly 1 year ago. Leading up to the elections, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden stomping and going on talk shows, making all of their appearances. And the big thing that they were running on at that point in time was talking about how they would never get a Trump shot. They would not get a test vaccine. They would not get something that wasn't documented. They would not get something that was proven to work. Joe Biden even says, you know, who's going to be the first one to sign up? Who's going to be the first one to get the shot? Are you going to do it? That was exactly a year ago. And now today, whenever you listen to the rhetoric that's coming out of the White House and across the nation, a lot of the media was following Kamala Harris and Joe Biden about the vaccines aren't safe. They aren't proven. They're being pushed out too quick. Experimental treatments that up to that point have been proven very effective, like ivermectin and a couple of other ones that are out there. Whenever Trump got COVID, they ridiculed him for saying that he was going to take that. But in case anyone here has forgotten, whenever he got Trump this, whenever Trump got COVID this time last year, he was back up and running within 2 or 3 days. And he took ivermectin and steroids. And the vaccine wasn't available at that point in time. People ridiculed him for using an experimental vaccine, something that wasn't proven. Now, whenever you watch the news now, whenever you read the reports in USA Today, whenever you look at your local newspaper, everything is about now taking the experimental vaccine. Still, nobody is talking about ivermectin and hydrochloroquine. Two products that over the past going on 2 years now has been proven over and over again in multiple studies. Now you can look these studies up. You can look up the effectiveness or the efficacy of ivermectin or hydrochloroquine against COVID and other viruses like the common cold, how effective it is in knocking it out. Well, and you could also look up the fact that if you take high doses of vitamin C, zinc, and vitamin D, that you can quickly alleviate the problems or symptoms of a common cold and COVID-19. In the course of 365 days, the narrative has completely flipped. And we're talking about a year ago where the president in office right now refused to take the vaccine. His vice president, Kamala Harris, openly ridiculed anybody who would even think about doing it. And they also went on to say, as their pressings went on, whenever they were doing more and more talk shows, the narrative evolved to the point where, you know, we believe that this is a matter of choice. Everybody should be free to choose what they think is best whenever it comes to their personal health. That's just 1 year ago. And now we're talking about mandating people getting shots. We're talking about mandating people using the mask. Over and over and over again, the efficacy or the actual effectiveness of wearing a mask has been blown out of the water time and time again, no matter how many different ways it's posed. You know, if you can smell a fart through a fucking mask, how can it protect you from COVID? And then the doctors go out and do studies, and they're like, well, you know, actually the molecules of COVID are way smaller than the molecules that cause the odor of a fart. So if you can smell a fart, then obviously you're still going to get COVID through a fucking mask. And then everybody said, well, you're talking about cloth masks, not the M95s. And then they did studies on M95s. And come to find out, you're still able to breathe in these particles of COVID-19. I tried an M95 mask out one time, and it took me about 25 minutes of not being able to breathe, my blood pressure and pulse going up, sweating profusely. There's no fucking way I could possibly wear that for 8 hours continuously. Which right now, in district after district, school precinct after precinct, they are mandating that we do that to our kids. And then the studies are coming out now that long-term use of these masks, you grow bacteria in them. Even if you wash them every night in bleach, you're still, during that course of the 8 hours, you're getting bacteria. You could get bacterial pneumonia. That's been proven. Don't just take my word for it. Go online. Do a search engine. Go to DuckDuckGo. Go to Bing. Go to Firefox. Go to Safari. Don't use Google because they're part of this. They're part of the New World Order where they want to take over and dominate what it is that you and I are doing, taking away our freedoms, to control every little thing that we do, to have us traced, to have every one of our movements actually documented, to be able to show that we're staying locked down, that we're staying away from businesses, that we're staying away from each other. Look at the global news right now. Go online and look at Sky News and look at what's happening in France, what's happening in Britain. In England. Look at what they're doing right now, where they're locking everybody down. In Australia right now, they're actually getting ready to plan. This is actually August the 18th of 2021, and starting on August the 20th, this coming Saturday for the following week until August 27th, the health prime minister of Australia is planning on basically abducting 24,000 kids from the ages of 7 on up to take them through the Olympic Stadium to get them all inoculated. And any parents who don't turn their child over are subject to up to $5,000 fines and 6 months in prison. But whenever you look at the efficacy of how these shots are being administered, whenever you look at the actual vaccination rates of countries that have been highly vaccinated versus ones that have little to no vaccination, you see that the infection rates and the death rates are identical. They're mirror images of each other. You can take no bigger a snapshot than Israel and Palestine, who are right across the street from each other. If you're not up to date on this, I'll give you a minute to hit pause and go look it up. You can even look it up on Google and you can see how close in proximity Israel and Palestine is. Israel has an 84% vaccination rate, and its high-risk hospitalizations and death rates of people infected with COVID, 98% of them have been fully vaccinated. That's the Moderna, that's the Pfizer, that's Johnson & Johnson. The other vaccines that are out there, there's two or three other vaccines that they're using in the East, in Europe and Asia. But not China. Communist China and Communist Russia and Communist Cuba are not force vaccinating anybody. There are no mandates, and their hospitalization and infection rates are lower than anybody else who is actually forcing these to go on. But back to Israel. Israel has an 84% vaccination rate. Go right across the street. You can literally throw a stone from the border of Israel to the border of Palestine. 18% of Palestinians are actually vaccinated. 18%. That went up from 12% 2 months ago. So in the past 2 months, all of their media coverage, all of their radio propaganda, everything that's gone on, they've gone from 12% to 18% in the past month. Compared to Israel's 84%. And in Palestine, their hospitalizations of people who have COVID mirrors that 18% vaccination rate. So you have 98% of the people who are in the hospital hospitalized from COVID symptoms, underlying complications like blood clots, new cancer, heart attacks, enlarged hearts. People having enlarged hearts within 72 hours after getting the vaccine, going through a 2 or 3 day heart attack before the administrators at the hospitals are like, ha 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 ha, let's go ahead and hook them up to a ventilator because we know that's going to fucking kill them. 70 to 80% death rate globally once you get put on the ventilator. And let's not even talk about the fact that the hospitals and everything, not globally, this is actually more of a American Australian and British and French kind of data point here, but what they're doing, especially here in the US, whenever they're talking about ERs being overrun by COVID patients and that hospitalizations among the youth of America are on the rise, ER trips and whatnot, complications from COVID. Whenever a kid, let's say a seven-year-old Johnny goes outside, rides his bicycle, tries to jump a ramp or whatever the fuck, breaks his arm and goes to the emergency room. Well, whenever he goes to the emergency room, they test him for COVID. If he does have COVID, then he goes to the ICU. So now they have a COVID hospitalization. They don't report the broken arm. We've all heard of all of these, what basically are being swept aside as urban myths at this point in time. Guy dies on his motorcycle, runs into the back of a semi, or runs off the curb in his car, and his brain's fucking out on the sidewalk. Whenever they get him back to the hospital, they test him for COVID. Oh, you died of COVID. Do you know a healthcare worker in your family? Ask them if they have heard or seen of this. And the ones who are actually awake, the ones who are willing to be truthful, are going to tell you, yes, that happens. You want to know why? Because the CDC has arranged payment from the UN and the WHO through American tax dollars that every COVID patient who ends up in a hospital bed in the ICU or the ER, whatever, they get a $53,000 payout. And if that patient ends up dying because of the UN and the WHO's payment setup through the CDC, they get an additional $37,000 plus. So you're talking $90,000 for a dead person who tested with COVID. So the guy who flipped over on his motorcycle, or that kid who unfortunately drowned last year in the river, or that person who OD'd last summer that you saw on Facebook, whenever they do the autopsy and they find out, oh, you have COVID. That's a COVID death. Little Johnny has a broken arm from skateboarding or trying to jump a ramp on his bike. Goes to the ER. His parents, of course, obviously, we need to set the arm, need to make sure he doesn't have to have surgery. Well, in the meantime, oh, well, he has COVID. He gets taken to an ICU or a COVID ward. This is happening in major hospitals. And now they're talking about the fact that these hospitals are being overrun. It's not that they're being overrun. Go to your local hospital and tell me how full it actually is. Your hometown hospital, you can walk in, you know which elevator to take to go up to the third floor, whatever. You may not be able to get past the nurses, but you're going to be able to see that the rooms are not max occupied. You're going to be able to see that the hospital is not overrun, the ER is not overrun. Take walks through the hallways. Just go look at the fucking parking lot. Look at the parking garage. Went through downtown Evansville a couple days ago. We went by Deaconess Hospital, Deaconess Midtown, which for anybody who's listening here from Southern Indiana, we're talking about Jimtown. Deaconess, you go through their parking garage, there isn't a full row on all five floors. It isn't jam-packed from one floor to the next. It's basically occupied like it's occupied by the people who fucking work there. A year ago, Kamala and Biden, Joe Biden, were telling everybody they wouldn't trust the Trump vaccine. It's not the fucking Trump vaccine. Now, this is one of the things that he fell very poorly on going into the re-election, that he jumped on the opportunity to be the president who pushed the vaccine out. And this is something that he failed at miserably. He took the bait and he jumped for the opportunity to back Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and say that he's the president who got it across the line, because they fed him a line of bullshit and he was so hopeful to actually see a cure because of all the bullshit he was being told by scientists like Fauci. All hell Fauci. The bullshit he was being fed by them at that point in time in the infancy of the epidemic or pandemic or whatever the fuck you want to call it. He wanted to be the hero and the savior and push it across the line. And they told him, oh, yeah, it's good, it's good, it's good, it's good. And everybody in the media gaslighted him. Biden and Harris gaslighted him. They held the reins on releasing that vaccine. You remember when the vaccine was released? It was 8 months ago. It took us 2 months to count the fucking votes for the election, and the vaccines didn't come out until after the tallies came in. Whether you believe that the election was fixed or rigged or stolen or whatever the fucking case is, it wasn't until after Biden was elected as president, exactly 3 days later, the vaccines were proposed, pushed out, Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, and Moderna. All three said that they had been working on this. They have millions of doses, millions of doses, millions of doses. Give us a couple weeks and we'll have 100 million doses to make sure that everybody who's at risk can get the shot. So we can protect those people who are at risk, the elderly, those with underlying health conditions. Remember the rollout of the vaccines? Not everybody had to get it. This was a matter of choice. But at the very least, we can make sure that everybody who is at risk, if you're overweight or you have underlying health condition problems like cancer or diabetes or, you know, fucking hypertension or whatever, at least they would be able to get the shot so we could protect the people who are at risk, so that way in the meantime we could get a handle on things. The clips you just heard are just over and over loops of what Biden and Harris were doing exactly this time last year to make sure that, first of all, Trump wouldn't get credit for the vaccine being pushed out. B, to insert fear into the narrative by the media. Don't know if we can trust it. Are you going to be the first one to get the jab? Who's going to sign up and be the first one? Oh, they said it's okay. Come on and jab me. Biden himself fucking says, come jab me. Being mocking, being sarcastic. And that's what they ran on pretty much primarily all the way through the primaries. The big deal was, how are you going to take care of COVID? While Biden and Harris sat there and said, this isn't even tested. How can you push this on the American people? Isn't this about choice? My body, my choice. That was the big failure of the Trump reelection bid. And because the media carried the torch for Biden and Harris, who by all accounts, Kamala Harris, her time serving in California as a prosecutor, her time in D.C. since then, Joe Biden, his 37 years on Capitol Hill, their popularity was never inserted in a way to actually make you think that those two are the winning fucking ticket. The reason they were able to win, if they did in fact win, whether or not you believe in that, that's a conversation for another day, if the election was stolen. I don't know if it was. I don't know if it was rigged. I don't know if they slow played some mail imbalance or whatever the case is. But they ran on COVID-19. They ran on whether or not these shots are effective, whether or not they've been researched, whether or not they're safe. And they put enough fear and doubt into people that because Harris and Biden said, we're going to make sure that it is tested before you get it. We're just not going to push it out there to everybody. And we're not going to use some untested, unproven treatment like ivermectin or hydrochloroquine. They downplayed it and made everybody who had actually seen the scientific studies sound like idiots. What are you talking about? You're going to use a koi pond cleaner, an antibacterial, to cure this deadly disease? And mind you, at that point in time, in August of 2020, during the height of all of these reported cases and all of these reported deaths, where they were manipulating the death figures, it was still a 99.9% survival rate. Only 2 to 4% of the people who were infected with COVID died. On a worldwide scale, the chance of dying, even then, whenever they were manipulating the numbers a year ago, the chance of surviving death from the deadly COVID was 99.97%. Keep that in mind whenever you're looking at all this stuff, whenever you're hearing them tell you why you have to get vaccinated. Not why you should, why you have to. Why you have to send your kids to school getting a jab. Why you have to send your kids to school wearing a mask. And if we get one reported case of COVID, then everybody has to go back into lockdown. And you have to homeschool your kids. Every child below the age of 17 that you know lost an entire year of their school life, a year of development, a year of education, a year of maturing in the classroom with their peers, going through and overcoming challenges. They were completely deprived of all of that, an entire year's worth. And now we're gearing up for another year of it. They're already talking about mandating shots. It's already been announced by the NFL. The Las Vegas Raiders were the first ones. You can't even come see one of their fucking games without having proof of a vaccination. You can't fly to Hawaii without proof of a vaccination. You can't go to a restaurant in New York City without proof of a vaccination. You can't go to an LA nightclub. You can't even go to the fucking comedy club. The comedy store in LA without vaccine proof and wear a mask. And in Philadelphia, if you work for the city, then not only do you have to have a vaccine, but you also have to wear, not a mask, two masks. You have to get a double mask to work in Philadelphia, to pick up the trash, to be a first responder, to be a janitor at the municipal building, to be a bailiff in the courts, to be a judge. You have to get a shot. Or you have to wear two masks. And in some cases, some parts of the municipality, not only do you have to wear two masks if you don't get the shot, if you want to keep your job by October 23rd, you better have the shot. And in the meantime, and after, you're still going to have to wear two masks. Texas Governor Abbott went to the state Supreme Court and overturned the right to mandate, even from the federal level. Put it in place. It is illegal and unconstitutional by the Republic of Texas to actually force people to wear a mask, force people to get the quote-unquote vaccine. So what are some of these school systems doing in the meantime? They're going to circumvent the law in Dallas and Harris County, and in Austin, parts of Houston, outside of Galveston, what they're doing is they're saying, you have to get the vaccine, but it's optional. You can opt out. But in the meantime, just so you know, this is actually part of our school uniform code. The mask is part of their uniform now. They're not mandating it. They're not forcing it. They're just saying it's part of our uniform. And if the parents don't want their child to wear the mask, they can opt out. Good luck finding that opt-out form. Even people who are in the know had an incredibly hard time finding this form. So we go from a year ago that you can't trust the mask. Who's going to be the first person to line up? Why in the world would you take something that's untested, unproven? It hasn't been researched. It hasn't gone through FDA approval. And we really believe that if they are going to put these out, that it's a matter of choice. If it makes you feel safer, and for those people who are at high risk, then if you feel like you need to get the shot, then by all means, go ahead and get the shot. But we're not going to make everybody take the shot. To just on Monday, August the 16th, Biden's press conference, which for any of you who haven't seen that, you're in for a real treat. You should go back and actually take a look at it. It's so pathetic. Joe Biden actually says, you know, by all means, everybody should get the vaccine. Those people who are not vaccinated are the people who are putting everybody else at risk. Whereas just a couple of months ago, he came out and said, if you have the vaccine, you're vaccinated. You don't have to worry about it. Let the people who aren't vaccinated get sick. It's their choice. Don't worry about it. That clip and a couple more are getting ready to come up here in a minute. Everybody, I know that this is a tough subject. Anybody who's listening to this, I'm almost positive that most of the people who are going to actually tune in and keep listening, that whenever I carry on with this, are people who are actually awakened enough, enlightened enough, that you already know these facts. It's just reassuring to hear somebody else who believes the same thing you do. But if you're not aware of this, or if you think that the government has the right to make everyone get a shot so that way you can be safe, if I put just a little bit of doubt in your mind, and I make you do some research, and I make you listen to some other people, then I've done my job. We can't follow this like blind idiots. We can't be a bunch of lemmings just following the leader and just falling off the edge of a cliff like a bunch of fucking buffalo. You know, that's how the Indians used to kill buffalo. They would herd them off the edge of a cliff and just sit down there and just fucking wait for them all to fucking fall and take all the hides and meat that they could carry and move on until they found the next herd. Well, that's what they're fucking doing with us. If you live in a city that is now mandated that you get the shot, go to a city council meeting and ask the mayor and the city councilman, any sitting judge, ask all of them for their proof of vaccination. And I guarantee it, you're going to find out that less than 1 in 10 of them has actually done it while they're mandating you do it. They found this out in San Francisco. They found this out in Dallas. They found this out in Houston. They found this out in Philadelphia. They found this out in fucking New York City, where de Blasio mandated the entire city be shut down fucking again. If you don't have proof of vaccination. And whenever people dug in, they found out medical records for him and his staff. a department of over 78 people, 8 of them had received the vaccine. And until this day, whenever you see them walking into the municipal building there in New York City, whatever the fuck they call it, town hall, whatever the hell it is, you see them walking in and out of the building without masks. Yet the entire city, if you're a small restaurant owner, if you're a bar owner, if you're a shop owner, if you're a convenience store owner, you have to wear a mask and you have to have proof of it. Newsom in California, same deal. Everybody has to wear a mask. And then for his birthday, nobody's wearing a mask. Obama and all of his cronies, all of his Hollywood friends, all of his big tech cronies and friends, they're out there on the front pages of all of their area newspapers. Gotta wear a mask, gotta get the shot. Last week at Obama's 60th birthday in Martha's Vineyards, nobody's wearing a mask. And within a week, 6 days later, at least 74 of the people who attended Obama's birthday party had COVID. A good portion of them were vaccinated. Still got it. Listen to the clip I'm getting ready to play for you. And on the other side, I'm going to come back with a little bit more information. I hope this is actually engaging for you. And I hope that this is actually triggering some fucking independent thought for some of you. You can't just follow blindly. You have to question the establishment. You have to question authority. If not, you end up with another 1934 Germany. That's how the Nazi Party was started. Nobody questioned them. Everybody did what they told them. Next thing you know, we're killing Jews. I'm not saying this shit just to scare everybody. I'm not saying this shit just to piss people off. I'm saying this because it's true. I'm saying this that if you use just a modicum... But it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we just use just a fragment of common sense. A little bit of street smarts. If you're so book smart that you don't have street smarts, actually read some studies. And you're going to find that what I'm telling you is true. Somebody told me when they're leading us down a path so that way we will all give away our rights. We will all give away our freedoms. You want to go see your aunt in California? You better have this vaccine or you can't fly. How many of you are willing to stand up and say, fuck you? I'm not getting a shot just so I can go see my grandma. I'm not getting a shot just so I can go to Arizona and see my friends. I'm not going to show you my papers, you fucking Nazi. This isn't Berlin. This isn't Czechoslovakia. This isn't fucking Russia. Fuck you and your papers. The only paper I need is that I have an ID that says that I'm an American citizen. I have a driver's license. Here's my Social Security number. I may or may not be a donor, organ donor. But I'm going to drive to fucking Kansas and there ain't shit you can fucking do about it. I'll be back in a minute. Yeah.
becoming a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Scientific evidence, experts say, proves fully vaccinated people are protected in two ways.
Essentially, vaccines block you from getting and giving the virus.
I want to be clear. While vaccinated people can spread the virus if they get a breakthrough infection,
the fact that vaccinated people who do have a breakthrough infection are clearly capable of transmitting the infection to an uninfected person.
Why are the doctors not here in the briefing room to take our questions?
You know what, Kelly, I would argue that we had the President of the United States speak to this yesterday. He gave a more than 30-minute speech about where we are as a country. I mean, he is a trusted voice. He's the leader of our country. No, but we heard from him, right? We heard from the president yesterday. We heard from the president about the Delta variant and vaccinations in general.
We have roughly 350 million people vaccinated in the United States.
Listening to those quotes, you're listening to the press secretary of the White House, you're listening to Kamala Harris, you're listening to Pelosi, you're listening to Biden, you're hearing all of this misinformation. These are clips from just 60 days ago where they were telling everybody that if you have the shot, you have nothing to worry about. That if you have the shot, even if you're contracting COVID, the likelihood of you giving it to somebody else is far reduced if you get the shot. That statement by itself. That statement by itself right there, that if you get the shot, you're protected. But if you do contract COVID, having taken the shot, being able to transmit it to somebody else, the likelihood of that is greatly reduced. And then you go on and you hear Harris say and Psaki say that, you know, hey, look, we just heard from Biden. You know, he told everybody it's going to be okay. So why are you still asking questions? You know, he's trusted. He's very well liked. Why the fuck you got to say that? Like, why is that even a talking point for you? That's the White House Press Secretary Psaki, who was saying that in that clip. Why is that even a talking point for you that you have to say, I think the president, he's trusted. He's very well liked. He just talked about this yesterday. And in that press conference, Joe Biden says, as of now, 350 million Americans have been vaccinated. At the same time, at the bottom of the screen, whenever you're watching the CNN show of that press conference, it says that 52% of America has been vaccinated. Last time I checked, even at a very optimistic range, there is 350 million Americans total in America. And if only 50% of us have been vaccinated, you know, it's just sad. It really is that whenever you're watching the President of the United States, that it is a fucking clown show. This goddamn clown shoe factory that we have going on here, where we're bringing in everybody on this ticket, but not just on this ticket, okay? This isn't just a current presidential situation, okay? This is something that we have seen time and time again with many other situations, where the public is given disinformation, misinformation, outright lies. If 52% of the country has been vaccinated, how can 350 million people have been vaccinated in the United States? And then they come out later. You can find the clip. If you go to YouTube right now, Joe Biden explains 350 million Americans have been vaccinated. He tries to explain it away with this bullshit math, saying, I was saying over 350 million vaccines have been given because, you know, 50% of America has been vaccinated and they're all two-shot vaccines. No, they're not. Four of the approved vaccines that are being given out in America right now are two-shot courses. You have to get one, and then 4 to 6 weeks later, get the second one. And of the two-course vaccines, only 60% of the people have actually gone through and gotten the second dose. So for all of you math majors out there, if anybody out there wants to actually try to explain this to anybody, that basically means 1.23 shots have been given out for every person who's been vaccinated. Half of the country, 175 million times 1.23, still only comes out to fucking 211 million, not 350. Numbers don't lie. Anybody got a calculator? Check my fucking math. I know not everybody is a statistics major. I know not everybody is a math whiz. I know not everybody's great with numbers. But trust me whenever I say this, look it up online. Don't, again, whenever I tell you to go to a search engine and look something up, whenever you're dealing with something like this, the way it has gotten to this point, whenever you can't even on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter say anything against Fauci, the vaccine, you can't protest the mask. You can't protest a mandate. If you do that on any of those social platforms right now, you'll be taken down. And if you do it too many times, you'll be banned completely, like they just did to Donald Trump. Well, they didn't just do it. That happened as soon as he lost the presidency. Oh, but if you're the Taliban, you could have a Twitter account. We won't let Trump actually talk on Twitter, but we'll let the fucking Taliban make fun of our current president, Joe Biden, on a tweet. Because they're allowed to have a voice. But if you're a dissident, if you're talking about it, if you're putting out facts, you're bringing people together to believe in something that isn't the common narrative, then you could be deplatformed and you could be taken off of there. So back to what we're talking about with all of the lies and everything about the vaccination, this isn't anything new. Going all the way back to whenever the information and the reports from China were coming out about the corona, I don't know if everybody remembers, beginning on or around about like after Halloween, in 2019, you started seeing memes on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Might have heard a couple little whispers on big media outlets about the corona that has escaped the Wuhan lab. And there are all these memes about, you know, corona beer, and if you don't have a lime, or all of this dumb shit and everything. And this information started coming out about the fact that, you know, you're dealing with something that's no more or less fatal than the common cold, because corona or COVID strains are all basically variations of the cold. All of these variations of the cold, before now, for the past 100 years since we've had the ability to develop vaccines, every time we've tried to ramp one up and go against the code, guess what? The code mutates, changes, gets a little bit worse or gets a little bit different, so it can't be detected or fought the same way. And it ends up being that the vaccine actually ends up hurting the people who fucking took it. That's why there's no code vaccines, y'all. It's been that way. We have vaccines against measles, against chicken or smallpox, against polio. The technology's been around for 80 years. Basically saved an entire generation. The greatest generation that fought in World War II was able to do so because we came up with a vaccine that defeated polio. You'd think with that kind of a fucking track record that they would have before now come up with an actual vaccine that works against the common cold. You know why they can't? Because the common cold is nothing more than a common virus. That's what the common cold is. It's a virus. It's transmitted through the air. It's transmitted through contact. It's transmitted through bodily fluids. And if your body's immune system is compromised, if it's been overwhelmed, it's been exposed to too much of it, then you're going to get the sniffles, you're going to get the cough, might have a hard time breathing, might have a couple sleepless nights. And what we have found out with Corona, now keep in mind before anybody tries to clap back at me about I don't know what I'm talking about, exactly this time last year I had COVID. Okay? I couldn't breathe a couple nights, had a bad fever, a couple of the weird side effects that come from running across the common cold that's been ramped up due to science. You know, because the Wuhan lab thing, whenever Trump was talking about it, it was racist. When anybody who was diminishing its impact or downplaying how deadly it was, then you were a racist. Remember that? February of 2020? Trump and other Republicans were calling it the Wuhan flu, Chinese flu. But the lies about this, the misinformation, isn't anything new. We don't know anything more about this right now. The facts have changed. The opinions have changed. The treatments haven't changed. Prevention has changed, and we've gone back and forth. Multiple reports have come out. Even Fauci himself in January 16th of 2020, said mask won't help you. And then February 20th, you can look that up on USA Today. February 20th, he comes out and says the only best way to prevent it spread is to wear a mask. And then later, whenever he was questioning about that contradiction, in a month's time before the virus actually ramped up and we started counting cases worldwide, we didn't start doing that, by the way, until we started tracing in the United States. Anybody aware of that? Look that up. There's no actual world count of COVID cases. There's no actual world count of COVID deaths until the United States actually started tracking it city by city, county by county, state by state, and reporting it to the CDC, which was mandated by the CDC and Fauci. But whenever he was pressed to explain himself on, you know, basically 30 days time, how he was able to flip, you know, at first, masks aren't going to help, doesn't matter. Doesn't help against the cold, it's not going to help against this. For a month later, so everybody has to fucking wear a mask. Later on, whenever he was asked about this, during one of his first congressional hearings in July of 2020, July through August, it was about a two-week proceeding there, where Fauci was caught in what has now been found out to be several fucking lies that he already knew before he lied about it and was deliberately misinforming the public. But he said that, well, at first, I didn't want to tell everybody to wear masks because I was worried that there wouldn't be enough masks for our frontline and first responders, meaning the nurses and the doctors. People are going to have to come in contact with this. He wanted to make sure that the first responders and the frontline personnel were going to have masks. If he told everybody to have masks, well, unfortunately, we didn't have enough masks to go around. Before the first cases were reported in the United States, it was a joke. It had been reported, it had been confirmed. There were multiple studies out that basically showed and proved there was nothing more than a virus. However, it was more severe than the common cold because it had been manipulated. That's where the Wuhan lab theory first came out, if you remember, in October of 2019. By November, by Thanksgiving of 2020, it was no longer cool to call it the lab theory. Then all of a sudden, we had to believe that, you know, hey, I was at this fresh market. I'm eating a bowl of rice. I see a bat. Hey, give me one of those bat wings. Overnight, nobody really realized, because, you know, these places, they're not monitored. We have no safety precautions in there. A platypus flew over and shit on the bat wing, and now we have COVID. But where is this bat market at, you say? It's in the Wuhan district, 6 blocks from the lab. And at that point in time, you couldn't say it was the Wuhan lab theory. It was a wet market disease, some sort of cross-contamination fiasco of biblical fucking proportions that was going to kill hundreds of millions of people. Now, while hundreds of millions of people have gotten the code since then and have also been tested positive for COVID since then, several hundred thousand deaths have been connected to the COVID. The most proven way to die of COVID is to go to the ICU, be treated for COVID and not respond, have difficulty breathing, and then have them hook you up to a ventilator. That has an 80% death rate. Can't argue that. You can even fucking look that up on the Wall Street Journal, the Washington Post, and USA Today. Those numbers are there. You can even look that up on Google. That one, they'll let you have. You know why they'll let you have it? Because about 1 out of 10 of the people who are listening right now who don't believe what I'm saying are going to actually take the 5 minutes to fucking look it up. It's too easy to lie anymore. I can lie about whatever the fuck I want to if I keep saying it over and over again and I get enough other people to believe me and they all keep saying it over and over again. A week from now, I can have 100 people completely believing something that is a total and bold-faced fucking lie. You know, like a couple weeks ago whenever Biden said, there's no way in hell we're going to have a Saigon moment. You're not going to see a clip on the news of us pulling out of Afghanistan and people hanging on to the helicopters like they did in Saigon. You're right, Joe. We didn't see that. We saw people hanging off the turbines of fucking C-17s. Nothing they have said from the beginning has ended up being true. It's a total gaslighting project. You see something with your own eyes, but I'm going to tell you it's not true. And if you argue against me, I'm going to hit you over the head. And I'm going to tell you you're wrong for arguing against me. Part of the infrastructure bill that was just passed a week and a half ago, the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, I'm sorry, 1.2 trillion dollar infrastructure bill. Part of the legislation that was passed with that is hate speech. Hate speech against Fauci. Science denial is hate speech. That is now law. speaking out against your government whenever it comes to health concerns, if the CDC says so, not science, even though they like to say it's science denial. If you go and look at the private Facebook pages or private web pages of leading virologists, you're going to see that more than 70%, some radio shows are saying that 90% of the scientists you read the reports or listen to, they're going to say that the whole pandemic is fake. I'm not going to say 90%, but even if it's more than fucking half of top flight scientists, of accredited schools, of standout schools, places like University of Texas, University of North Carolina, Washington State, Fresno, Utah, professors worldwide, the leading virologist in Germany, the leading virologist in Denmark, the leading virologist in Thailand. They're like, yeah, the whole vaccine thing isn't going to work. It's going to fucking kill people. And it's nowhere near as deadly. Your actual natural immune system has a better chance of fighting this virus than the vaccine. The vaccine is going to cause more harm than good. Dozens upon dozens upon dozens of scientists, researchers, and labs have gone on record. Now, you can't find that on Facebook or Twitter, guys. You're going to actually have to take a few minutes and research and go to something that isn't monetized. Go to something that hasn't been politicized. Go to a search engine that actually allows you to look up and research facts. In other words, anything but Google. You can pull up a lot of stuff on YouTube still, even though that's a Google company. It's a kind of a weird paradox that they're in with that. But because so much, all of that published content has to remain published, so that way they could be in control of published content and videos. Kind of a weird little dynamic they're caught in there with that. So you can still look stuff up on YouTube that you can't find on Google, unless you go to like the 12th fucking page of an item search. But if you go to DuckDuckGo, or if you even on Bing, or if you go to Firefox, or if you go to several other of these search engines, all of which you can look up online and find one that works for you. It's easy enough to use like Google. Just type in a couple keywords and you can find the topic that you're looking up. You will find scientists that dispute the vaccine. Type those words in, and you're going to find dozens upon dozens of articles, videos, and sound bites, recordings of these doctors, scientists, researchers who speak out against it, that you're not going to find in mainstream media. It's not going to be reported, not even by fucking Fox. If you're whichever side of the aisle on, you're definitely not going to see it on CNN. You're definitely not going to see it on Fox. Speaking out against it is really a tightrope for all of these media places to listen to. The reason is because they're funded by advertising. They're funded by Fortune 500 companies, who the majority of them not only buy into woke culture, but also buy into what they think is the popular narrative, which is defend yourself at all costs against COVID, get the fucking vaccine, wear a mask, be less white, whatever. I don't know what else can be said. But it is definitely really getting weird out there. These people can't even keep their story straight from one weekend to the next. They're changing their answers. They're changing their stories. They're changing their stats. They're lying about the stats. And they're doing it all right in front of everybody. And to this point, 60% of the country has at least had one dose of the vaccine. And guess what? Fauci just said this past weekend on the 14th, during his press conference, that got more media coverage than Joe Biden's, by the way, that get ready, because the booster shots are coming out. And that's whenever he recommends that it be mandatory. Coming back after this, listen to the next clip and tell them like it is, guys.
Watch this school board member from Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, tell you that maskless kids in classrooms could be committing murder.
It's insane to send 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 all the way up through 11-year-olds that don't have a choice about vaccine to sit in a classroom where people can spread a deadly disease and not even know they're sick. It's just not okay for kids to commit murder by coming to school without a mask.
Your 4-year-old goes to school without a mask and is committing murder.
So, yeah, that was a clip courtesy of Tucker Carlson from Fox News. Appreciate him getting that together. But, you know, hearing something like that, that is an actual school board member. Not just a person from the audience, not just a teacher, not just some loon who's an extremist or an activist or whatever, an actual sitting member of the board. One of the 9 people in Oklahoma City that make decisions for your kids. And just because this clip was played in Oklahoma City, or Norman, I'm sorry, just because it was played there doesn't mean that it's isolated to just there. Pick up your newspaper, read the front page. You're going to see where teachers are actually advocating that you get your kid vaccinated on the sly. Like, if they're 10 years old, okay, let's go ahead and just go get them vaccinated, because the person administering the jab isn't going to ask. They look old enough, whatever. You know, we're just getting as many shots out as we possibly fucking can. There's a report on the front page of the USA Today this past Saturday illustrating just that. And, of course, they pick out a very extreme situation where a mother has autoimmune deficiencies. And, you know, that puts her in the high-risk category. She's the person that the shot was originally designed for, if you'll remember. When we started talking about a vaccine being developed and we could do it in quick order, we could at least make sure that it gives those people who are at risk, the high-risk population, we could give them a fighting chance. So she's still hanging on to this narrative and says, you know, hey, I have autoimmune deficiencies. So if one of my kids gets sick, then I'm dead. And then if I'm dead, since I'm a single mother, then who's going to watch out for my kids? Very tearjerker story, really is. But whenever you're dealing with a school board member actually saying or advocating for a shot that hasn't been FDA approved yet, it's only been emergency approved by the FDA in special circumstances, a shot that isn't even a fucking vaccine. It's an mRNA shot. We can get into the science of that later on. Go on to a search engine and look up mRNA shots and effects studies from 1992 and 1996. If you look that up on DuckDuckGo, you'll be very surprised to find out not only is there reports saying that the fucking shots will kill you, but there are multiple studies. From places like the University of Texas and North Carolina. Oh, by the way, for everybody who doesn't know, the lab that's in Wuhan was originally in North Carolina, in a lab overseen by Fauci. It's well documented. Look it up. 2012. illegal lab found in the United States, North Carolina. Obama was questioned, Fauci was questioned, whatever, but before the heat could come, they closed down the lab and they moved it. That's the reason it's actually under the watchful eye of the American CDC. That's the reason we were allowed to visit it. It was one of our fucking labs. It was shut down. It was in North Carolina as late as 2012. People found out, hey, they're doing some really fucked up shit with some really fucked up viruses here. Shit that could fucking kill you on the continental U.S. Shit that we're not really supposed to be fucking doing. Shut it down, move it over to China. China fucking take it. They love biological weapons. Still overwatched by Fauci and his staff under the watchful eye of Barack Hussein Obama. Don't believe me? Look it up. And for anybody who emails me, you can email me. I'm going to provide the link for you in the show description. You can look up What's Your Effing Binge on Google and on DuckDuckGo and on any other search engine. You can look it up on Facebook. For the time being, I'm waiting for us to be banned. You can look it up on Twitter. Again, for the time being, I'm waiting for us to get banned. Possibly Instagram. In the meantime, I'm also we're also on LinkedIn. And you can find us on Spotify, you can find us on iTunes, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Radio Public, wherever you find good quality content, okay? For any of you who email me or leave a review or leave a comment wherever you see the show at, and you disagree with me or you say, oh, Chris, I looked and there isn't anything about it, I guarantee you're looking on Google, or if you're looking on another search engine like Bing or fucking Safari or something, you know, most people only look at what comes up on the screen, but there's another 100 search results below that. If you look beyond the second or third one, you'll start seeing these studies and you'll start seeing the headlines and the highlights of what it is that I'm talking about. The origins of the Wuhan lab were here in the United States, in North Carolina, overseen by Fauci. And in the meantime, they have used scare tactics and propaganda, continuous propaganda. They tried doing it with SARS. They tried doing it with H1N1. Those didn't take. They were finally able to find a variation that was mysterious enough and contagious enough that enough people would start feeling the effects of it. And then to really top it off, to put the cherry on top, they started saying, oh, you have it, but you're asymptomatic. You're still a bad guy if you go out in public without a mask because you could give it to somebody else who's high risk. Instead of telling just high risk people, you need to stay inside for your own safety. And everybody else, we need to take a look at our health concerns, make sure that everybody has high levels of vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc in their fucking diet, and gets plenty of sunshine, and gets some goddamn regular exercise. Instead, it's stay home, don't go outside. Everybody has to stay home and not go outside. Not just those at high risk. Go back and look at all your major news reports. You can pull them up on YouTube. Look at COVID reporting. Actually pull up COVID effects to those at risk. And you will see hundreds of videos where they talk about the people that we need to be worried about are those that are at high risk. People with diabetes, people with heart problems, people with cancer, the elderly. At first, it was also kids, but then they found out kids are fucking really resilient. Anybody here who's a parent knows kids are really resilient. They can go through a lot of shit and come out on the other side a lot of times not even fucking remembering it. Misinformation and lies and hysteria breed people like this woman in Oklahoma City, a school board member, someone who's been elected, if not by the public, by her peers, to sit there and advise the school districts on how they're supposed to act and proceed in different situations, whether it's testing or a health crisis, quote unquote, like this. The hysteria gets fed so much that you have a woman coming on here and saying that 4, 5, 6, 7, up to 12, they should all be vaccinated and they should all be wearing a mask. Even under the emergency FDA approval, none of the vaccine companies have said, let's start giving this to 8-year-olds. I wonder why. More on that whenever we come back from the break.
Wearing a mask. Clear message that is coming through.
Homes where there is a high risk, wear the mask like you all are doing. I'm told that government should get out of the way and not do that. They don't have authority to do that. And I find it interesting that some of the very people who are saying that, who hold government positions, are people who are threatening that if a school teacher asks a student if they've been vaccinated, or if a principal says that everyone in my school should wear a mask or the school board votes for it, that governor will nullify that. That governor has the authority to say you can't do that. I find that totally counterintuitive and, quite frankly, disingenuous.
Do you have presidential powers to intervene in states like Texas and Florida where they are banning mask mandates?
I don't believe that I do thus far. We're checking that.
I'm playing that clip right there so that way you can hear Biden actually try to make sure that dissenters know he knows who you are. He finds it disingenuous. He thinks that if I tell you you should wear the mask, that a governor does not have the right to tell his state. Look, everybody else can do it, but I'm giving you the choice. Nobody can make you do it if you live here. He thinks that's disingenuous were his words. And then in a minute later, he comes back and is asked the question, you know, do you have the authority to override these mandates or to force people to wear masks and get the vaccine? And he says, you know, I don't know. But we're going to find out. That's kind of crazy, right? I play that because is everybody aware of on February the 5th, they signed an executive order bill. Executive order 109990. A series of executive orders that were passed into effect right away as soon as Biden was sworn in, like a week later or whatever. I may have misquoted the date there. It's February 23rd, I'm sorry. Just a week or so after he was sworn in, this executive order was actually issued. And let me tell you what these orders actually are. So let's start off here with 10090. The executive branch has the ability to take over all transportation, including highways, cities and streets, both civilian and government. Executive Order 10095. The executive branch has the ability to take over all communications, including satellite, radio, newspaper, and internet, which they just performed their first test two weeks ago on August the 4th at 12:20 p.m. That was a Wednesday afternoon. They did a complete takeover, if you were listening to radio or watching TV, that took over the radio waves. Executive Order 10097 that could take over all electrical and power. 10098 that could take over all farm production and agriculture. 10000, they have the ability to group up people, round them up, and form work brigades. 10001001, they could take over all departments for health and welfare. 10001002, the Attorney General has the ability to force everybody to do a registration, basically an on-demand census of every last person, male or female, child or baby, young or old. 10010004, they have the ability to designate areas to move civilians to reassignment and population designation areas. You put that together with the work brigades, that sounds a lot like a work camp. 10010005, they're able to take over all railroads and interstate shipping. That includes your semi companies, your shipyards, ports. They have the ability to take it over. That's that. Now, this is just like a week or so into Biden's term. He's just been inaugurated. And you're sitting down and you're signing this into law. This is an executive order. It's on the book. Look it up. You can even Google that one. Now, why would they set all of that up right out of the gate as soon as you come into office, unless there's some sort of a reason or they're foreseeing some possible outcome that they have to put all of this into effect? And they're already testing it. They tested the communications. 10010095. The reason I'm bringing this up, as crazy as it sounds, there is a plan in place. And because we have a Bill of Rights, we have First and Second Amendment, the most importantly is Second Amendment. They can't just come round up our shit. People give it away to the government. There are people doing that in New York and New Jersey and several other places across the country, in California and whatnot, where, you know, they're buying back the guns or whatever the fuck they want to call it. They have all sorts of different programs depending on where you live. The reason I bring it up is because as crazy and like really over the top as I'm sounding with this, that if they suppress our rights enough, they get us to give up our rights, the ability to speak out about it, to demonstrate. If you say anything right now about the vaccine, and speak against mandatory anything, vaccine or the mask, or speak out against Fauci, you'll be suspended from Facebook. Maybe not your first time, but your second time, just right off the bat, just boom. That's the reason I said I don't know how long I'll be allowed to be on Facebook whenever these start coming out and comments come up. But same thing on Twitter. Instagram, it's not really so much because that's more like video content. So, you know, that's, I guess, a safe place. But you'll get deplatformed right away. And the more that we allow them to do this without standing up and showing that you're not going to be able to do this to us without a fight, we're not going to just allow it. We're not going to roll over and play fucking dead for you and let you do whatever you want to us. If we don't start doing that, we're going to end up in a situation where they're rounding us up. They're taking away our ability to buy and gather food. They're taking away our ability to go outside of our house unless you show a QR code or have your papers to be able to go to the store, to be able to go to work, to be able to visit your grandma, whatever the fucking case. They're setting it up for that. And whenever you say something like this around most people, people look at you and they're like, yeah, man, this isn't 1984. You're right. It's 2020. And this is exactly what's going on right now in France and in Australia. Here's a clip from Tucker Carlson with live reports from what's currently going on in Australia. This is as of August the 11th.
Australia, a country all Americans love. You're seeing footage right now of decontamination tents that have been set up in people's yards in Sydney, Australia. The Australian military is now enforcing martial law. What's the justification for this? Because 9 people died of COVID this summer. 9 people in the entire nation of Australia. Australia's chief health officer is now commanding citizens not to speak to their neighbors. Speaking to other human beings is just too dangerous.
We need to limit our movements. We need to consider whenever we leave our house that anyone with us, and anyone we come into contact with, could convey the virus. So whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others, that as we go about our daily lives, we do not come into contact with anyone else that would pose a risk.
It's humiliating, obviously, and it's cowardice.
Closing out the show here, I want to talk about something local in the news. This just happened Tuesday night here in Evansville, and police were able to arrest a Christian Eisen Crook and a Kiri Zaramir Waddell, 21 and 23 respectively, from Henderson and Evansville. That's their listed addresses. They found them with 10,000 Oxycontins. 6,960 of them were laced with fentanyl. I don't know if everybody's aware of it, if you've seen the studies on it, and if you think the people who are addicted, they're just unfortunate, lost souls, whatever, or if you understand what it is like, how difficult it is to be going through addiction or be going through recovery, to be dealing with something like that, and then have somebody come in and be like, oh, here you go, here's a 7 out of 10 shot that you're going to get a hit of death. May only take one, may only take two. You keep fucking with these and you're going to end up in the newspaper. I personally think that that should be 6,900 whatever the fuck cases of attempted murder. Hopefully there's a charge that stacks on for each one of those pills that goes on, but the Evansville Police Department was able to, they were able to survey the area. They had been keeping a watch on a certain apartment. They see this car pull up. They see one of the one of these guys get out, go up to the apartment. They're there for a period of time, come back down. And in the meantime, they're running the plates or whatever, and they see the person who's driving the car has a warrant out for them. So they wait for dude to come out. They drive off down a block or two, pull him over, boom. One of these two guys had six Oxycontins on him. There was paraphernalia for methamphetamine and for marijuana, and also what they're calling liquid hashish here in Indiana, which is basically the cartridges of THC juice or whatever. Anyways, search them, find out they have a warrant. End up getting a warrant to be able to search one of the two guys' house. I believe that that was actually Ziri that they searched on that. They went to his apartment and they were able to find, among other things, the 10,000 hits of Oxycontin, along with basically $5,000 in cash. It was the Kiri Zeramel, Kiri Waddell. They went to his place and they found the 10,000 Oxycontin pills, almost 7,000 of them were counterfeit, laced with fentanyl. So good job to the Evansville Police Department. This is going to end up in the prosecutor's office on the last show. You heard me be pretty, I'm not really cool with the idea of a prosecutor getting off on an out-of-court settlement for sexually harassing one of his own employees. Getting ready to come up for re-election, though. That's the cool thing. That's one of the things that everybody really needs to start taking a look at. Look at your local politics. Dig in on the councilman. Dig in on whoever's up for election in your town or your district or your county. And also in your state, start looking at them first and foremost, because all of the noise that you hear on all this national news, the majority of it is just all white noise to distract you from what they're really doing. And as it stands right now, what they're really doing is they're positioning themselves to take away your rights one after another by making you subjugate to them and bow down to them and basically do what they tell you. Be good little boys and girls. Put your mask on. Take this shot. Oh, by the way, the shot's not working. There's a whole new strain of it. You're going to have to take a booster. And, you know, like the Prime Minister Thurgood in Canada just said, you know, we bought a guaranteed 60 million shots for the next 2 years with an option to buy 100 million more in 2025 as far as boosters for everybody. So they plan on keeping this shit going, guys. So we have to start speaking out. And as U.S. citizens, we are the people in the world. We are the one country in the world, one country in the history of the world that has been shown. We have demonstrated time and time again that we will rise above if the cause is just and it's the right time to do it. Look at your local politicians. Look at what they're actually doing. I'm really hopeful to see what it is that they do with this case. I hope these guys end up with no less than life sentences. If there's any kind of fucking plea out of court on this, whenever you're talking about 7,000 cases of attempted fucking murder being in this guy's apartment, if there's any kind of a plea or whatever, then there is no way in the world anybody who's listening to this, anybody you share this to, anybody who overhears this conversation, hopefully that we get started with this, there's no way you can allow this guy to be fucking reelected. No way. It's the only way we're going to stop this. People know you come here, it's either going to be federal charges, and those people better be ran up the flagpole, or if Vandenberg County or Gibson County tries you, Warren County tries you, you're getting rang up for attempted murder for bringing this fucking shit around here. It's hard enough being an addict. It's hard enough trying to recover and everything else that goes along with it. Somebody slips up, And they're like, you know, they give in, whatever the fucking case is. You could justify it however you want to, excuse it however you want to. It fucking happens. Nobody listening to this is perfect. It's not like you're not going to have a few drinks this weekend. It's not like you're not going to smoke some weed this weekend. I'm drinking a Bud Light and I'm hitting a one hitter. Get the fuck over it. Somebody fucks up and they get a hold of one of these things because they think they're going to party for the weekend or it's a real relapse situation. And then they're dead. There's going to be some people out there, they're like, well, you shouldn't have been fucking doing it in the first place. You're right. Shouldn't have been fucking doing it. But people still do. And whenever they do, having to worry about dying on top of already having to worry about dying isn't a good outcome. And the people who are bringing it in and continuing the death part of this, you know, got to start somewhere. The addict needs help. The dealer needs to be fucking put down. So, hope to see something good coming out of that. Want to make sure that everybody goes to the website. It's going to be included in the description. The links are going to be there for you. You can go to Google, go to DuckDuckGo, go to Safari, and you can type in what's your effing binge. It'll take you to the show website. You're able to leave comments. Email us directly at what's your effing binge, WHATSYOURFNBINGE at gmail.com. Email us directly there. If you go to the Anchor app, you're able to leave a voice message directly. If you go to the email site that we leave a link for, there's a phone number there that you can leave a voice message for. So reach out, leave some comments. Let us know if we're hitting a chord with this, if we're bringing you what you want to talk about, if what we're talking about is something interesting to you, or if you have something you'd like to hear our opinion on or see what we got on it, let us know. Like and subscribe everywhere that you find us on iTunes and Google Podcast and Spotify. Link, like it and subscribe it. And please, by all means, share it whenever you see anything on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or any of the other social media platforms we'll be allowed to be on. Until next time, man, thanks everybody for listening and good luck with that.